One thing that has come up in the response from Rochester Mayor Tom Richards is that he believes that had he been given an opportunity to make a presentation to the Board of Trustees before they made this decision, they might have hesitated for a moment, his main argument being that not only is it desirable to stay right in the heart of downtown near Main and Clinton, but also that there could be a package of tax incentives, credits, and other benefits that when put together would make the reconversion of the Sibley Building into a permanent MCC downtown campus cheaper than the Kodak project. He didn't get a chance to make that argument. I don't know whether you felt it didn't hold water or what have you, but why was it decided that he would not get a chance to make that presentation and put that package together before the board, before it made its final vote?
Well, and thank you. I would really love to respond to this because, again, I don't think anyone in the community would fault the board for a lack of due diligence. And I will say that I have to disagree with the mayor on this. For the past 2.5 years, we have had multiple meetings with the Wind Companies, which is the group that is seeking to acquire the Sibley Building. The vast majority of those meetings have included representatives from the city, including the mayor himself. And we even had a very large meeting with the Wind Companies, representatives of the city, the county, and members of our Board of Trustees several months back. The mayor requested an opportunity to speak to the board, and he did have that opportunity. Throughout this, though, the Wind Companies and the city have been well aware of what factors would be driving the search process. The mayor has been involved in these discussions going back to his time as corporation counsel and, in fact, sat around the table when we had discussions about Midtown. So, you know, I appreciate that his perspective that if he had just one more chance, he could have knocked it out of the park and swayed the board. But I have to say the board felt that it had all of the information that it needed in order to make a decision. And then just I have to speak to the tax credits, and I appreciate that those historic tax credits are available to Sibley. Honestly, they're available to anybody who wants to develop Sibley. It's not dependent on MCC. And MCC itself is not a taxable entity. So historic tax credits do us no good. They accrue to the developer who wants to develop the building. And then it really is up to the developer how much of those tax credits would be shared with any occupying entity to reduce their costs. We've used the actual figures that the Wind Company provided us about what the long-term cost would be in which they included their tax credits, and that informed our decision.
I'm going to, for a moment, quote the mayor exactly in what he said to the Democrat and Chronicle, and I'm going to quote exactly, they walked away from $17.5 million and bought twice as much space as they need. What in the hell is the rationale for that financially? Unquote. Is he wrong?
Well, I think you wouldn't be surprised if I said yes, he's wrong. Again, the $17 million goes to the developer. It does not come to MCC. The actual framework of that strategy would be that the college would have to continue to lease in the Sibley Building until that property was fully developed, and then another 5 years after that for the developer to accrue those tax credits.
On the other hand, what does Kodak get out of making its space available to you? Are they going to continue, for example, to be your landlord, or are they going to sell it off to you?
In contrast to the Sibley proposal, which is really a lease deal, this is them selling us that property. They would separate it from the Kodak complex. It would be MCC's property, in which case it's actually the county's property because the county holds property for the college.
That still takes a piece of property off the tax rolls of the city, certainly. Is that going to be a more negative impact on the city than using some other property or having a leasehold on property which might still generate some taxes for its developer and owner? Is the city losing out to some degree? And is that MCC's problem as MCC considers it?
Well, I think what we know is that no matter where we go, we are not a taxable entity. That is not going to be changed no matter where we locate. So, you know, our goal all along has been to own a campus for our students. Our downtown campus is currently the only space MCC does not own, and to really be signing off on a deal that is essentially a leasing deal for at least 8 years, that's not giving our students the campus that they need.
Now, it's certainly a good deal I can see for Kodak, because it takes some of that property off its tax bills and passes it on to a non-taxable entity, free and clear, and then will pay a reduced tax on the remaining office complex that it continues to hold on State Street. I can see it as very beneficial to Kodak financially at a time when they probably figure they could use it. What about MCC, which will have to build a building, will undoubtedly have some payments in lieu of taxes, if not paying property taxes to the city in toto, and will have to worry about the maintenance and cover some costs that if it were leasing property, it wouldn't have to. Are the costs going to mount up, or can those be controlled and managed in a way that looks good for the bottom line?
Well, you know, and this is probably a discussion worthy of an entire hour show, but the way that MCC is funded, whether it leases property or owns property, the reality is that leasing property is not zero cost to the college. It comes directly out of our operating budget, and as those costs escalate and as we attempt to keep tuition down for our students so that access is affordable for everyone in our community, the full diversity of our community, leases become troublesome, especially looking to the future. What we look at with the Kodak site is an opportunity to receive about 547,000 square feet worth of property that when we look at the operating costs are comparable or less than what we would be doing at the Sibley building. So we view this as an incredible investment and return on investment for our local taxpayers.
How much is it going to cost up front? How close are you to maxing out or maybe even exceeding the $72 million that has been budgeted? And what about the long-term maintenance, which is going to be on your hook?
Mm-hmm. Well, our long-term maintenance, again, would be on MCC regardless of whatever location we built our campus at. The costs right now, there's about a $10 million difference between the property at Kodak and the property at Sibley. And again, that's using the figures provided by the developer and having those cross-checked by an independent third party. The budget right now for Kodak is about $75 million. We know that we have a public budget of $72. We know we can take out our sharpest pencils and get that number down to 72 or below. What we do not think that we can do as an institution is somehow remove $10 or more million from the Sibley proposal. And just to give you an example, I think many people have seen the images that the mayor has provided about the potential Sibley campus. There are elements of that proposal that are being put forward right now that are actually not even in the budget. The roof garden, which is presented as an incredible asset, which it certainly would be, is not in the budget at this point. Some way of handling the MCC shuttle from Damon to Brighton and back is not in the budget either, and that could add another, between those two projects, another $1.5 million to the project, which is already way over budget. So, you know, we want to be fiscally responsible. We view that as our obligation to the community, and trust me, the board takes it very seriously.